Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline starts now.
Everybody, it is Loveline. That number again, 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Dr. Drew. He, in a couple of minutes, will be Joel McHale. He is en route. Apparently, the soup ran over tonight. They were filming. Yes, it's a good thing. And I'll give him a proper tongue lashing. And I'm sure he's as much of a nerd as I am. He will be properly upset when he gets there and apologize. Watch. You watch this. So, but in the meantime, we will just take a few calls while we're waiting for him to come on in. Let's go ahead and take Ben. What's up? Uh-oh. Not able to get Ben. Hang on one second here. See if I can get Ben up. No, that's not good. Can you put up number three for me, Anderson? There we go. Ben, what's happening?
Hey, Dr. Drew.
What's up there?
Just first wanted to say thank you. You're the reason I'm an insomniac.
Fabulous. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I actually watched you guys on MTV when you were on there.
Back in the day.
So yeah,
what's going on, Ben?
My question was, I was online a couple days ago, or like a week ago, whenever, and I saw some things about male birth control.
Yep.
Like it was a pill that you could take and it like slowed the sperm movement down to zero.
That's one of them. That's one of the possible mechanisms. The male birth control pill, I know everyone... What's that, Anderson?
Are you on the mic still? You drifted off.
Am I? I think I am. Let's try that. The male birth control pill is something everyone's been hearing about for quite some time, and the fact is it's very difficult to come up with a male contraceptive. One of the mechanisms that have been advocated is slow the swimming down so they can't get where they need to go. Another has been to affect the way the sperm penetrates the egg. Another way is to try to suppress the sperm production. All are fairly difficult to come up with a foolproof method. It's hard to suppress sperm production. It's not like trying to prevent the release of one egg, one ovum from the ovary. This is billions and billions of little guys that have to be completely suppressed, and that's a hard thing to do. But there's things coming.
So like, yes. Any time that you think would come out or no?
You know, I don't know. I've been hearing about it for so many years, and I've not heard of anyone that has finished FDA testing yet or that it really is heading towards market. So it's going to be a while, I bet.
All right?
All right, Ben. Keep up. Don't go to sleep, right? All right, he's gone. This now, let's see if I can get... Let me try my machine again. There it is now. Mike, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. Sorry, really nervous.
All right, you're on the air. This is when you talk.
I'm sorry?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Today, Junior?
I was just wondering how to tell everybody I know that I'm bi.
Why do you need to tell everybody you know?
It's just been bothering me a lot lately. I've been sort of depressed about, hiding things from my friends.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Have you ever had a girlfriend?
No.
You sure you're not gay?
I thought about that, but I've always wanted to have kids. It's been really important to me. I mean, it's just something I've always looked forward to.
No, I know, but unfortunately, some people sort of do that in spite of being gay, and that's kind of unfair to the wife and the family, right?
Yes, definitely is.
I mean, maybe you could be gay and adopt children, that sort of thing, or maybe use your sperm with, you know, some people mix the two guys' sperm together and find a suitable sort of surrogate, and off you go.
Well, on that token, though, I mean, wouldn't that be unfair to the kid being raised by two gay guys?
You don't know. I that's obviously being studied right now, but I don't know anyone who has found that to be particularly a problem, interestingly enough. There are so many disturbed male-female couples out there that a couple have committed, you know, they're both male or both female parents, so far does not look to be a problem. I know it's going to be studied and there'll be more to be told in the future, but I can't say that it's something problematic. I know that people will like to sort of honker into ideological camps and say that there's going to be a problem and it's not the way God intended it. But the fact is, if you just look at the science, you know, I don't know. It certainly, I would predict that the outcomes for a happy gay couple would be better than for a cantankerous heterosexual couple where the partner, the husband's actually gay. That's going to be a chaotic family system.
I've been listening to you guys a lot lately, and I know you seem to think that there's no such thing as a true bisexual.
I wouldn't say that. I just say that more often than not, certainly the people that call this show, that's usually somebody who's trying to be heterosexual who's gay.
Oh, okay.
All right?
You've changed your tune on that one, Drew.
No, okay. I Adam was the one that was really the one that said there's no such thing as bisexuality. I'm sure there's such things as everything, you know, out there. The fact is, though, bisexuality is most commonly either sexual confusion from trauma, and that's usually a younger person, they're, you know, teens or later teens, or it's somebody who loathes the fact that they are gay and is trying desperately not to be. DJ, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, I just want to say you guys are great. I listen to you every night when I'm on my way to work. Well, my question is that when I have a girlfriend, or even if I don't, I seem to masturbate at least 4, 5, 6 times a day. And it's like when I am with a girl and I have sex with her, I'm never completely satisfied.
Unless you what? Satisfied because you haven't had enough what?
I don't know. That's the thing. I can go for hours and hours and hours without even going off or even...
Vaginas, fissures, like chlamydia. Can you... Yeah, that sounds great.
Hold on, DJ. The cavalry has just arrived. How did you know that's what we were talking about, Joel? How did you know?
I just took a few things, and I thought it's got to be one of those. And
it happened to have been all of them. Happened to have been all of them. How'd you know?
Wow, he's got a fissure in his vagina with chlamydia?
Yes, of course. I mean,
that's
doesn't?
Horrible.
That is Joel McHale from the Soups you were filming tonight.
A true bisexual.
Yeah, Joel McHale, a true bisexual. Joel McHale, thank you.
We were filming the soup, and we had some some technical joke difficulties, and we finally
nice.
Came out.
That yeah. green screen turned didn't work.
Yeah, we had some Kristen Cavallari difficulties, and we finally got it going.
She Everyone was cracking. What's coming up this week on the soup? People were dying last week, by the way.
Well, a lot of the Jonathan Anton from Blowout. Oh, it's so great.
What's
it's
he
just
doing?
The greatest. Oh, besides and Kelsey Grammer's playing the Angel of Death on Medium.
I know. I saw that.
Oh, it's going to be great. And we are hoping that David Hyde Pierce will play his the Angel of Death's fastidious brother. It'll be great. It's going to be good. Yeah, and Britney Spears dropped her kid. So she's been cleared of those charges. Did you know that?
I know that the Child Protective Services gave her a visit. Alleges that the child fell out of a high chair.
You know how many times that's happened to my baby?
Oh, I had three babies simultaneously. You know how many times it happened to mine? I mean, with three hanging around?
Did it happen daily?
Zero.
Oh, you're kidding.
Zero. Therefore, Child Protective Services did not visit me. So, you know what I'm saying? That they visit because there's a high probability if something's coming to the hospital with a big whack, there's a reason for it.
Right. I just love how they might not have known how to put their kid in a high chair.
Yeah.
I don't know where the legs go, Kevin. Where do you think? I don't know. But just put one leg, just let them hang on to it. We'll feed
them. I just want you to imagine the chaos that goes on between those two now. They probably were throwing the child back and forth. You know?
And he's got him. Yeah, he's got another kid, he's got two other kids now. Because he left a woman who had a kid, his kid, and then she was pregnant with another one.
That's
and
a
it's no wonder
thing.
And they had a series called Chaotic, so it was great. You should have been on that show.
If you remember the reality series they had, the opening The opening montage was Britney's security guys going, "This guy's bad news. He's going for anything he can get. We don't like this." Remember that?
That was awesome.
Wow,
yeah.
They played that. It's crazy.
Yeah, believe
me. Jobs?
Yeah, at the soup, we paused it at that moment.
Okay.
And went, this is a gift from God. And it was shut. It was also, it was a combination of horrible behavior with that. They were the ones that shot it, which is the greatest because any amateur photographer makes you sick because they just whip the camera around all the time.
Yes.
Oh, it was just a thing of beauty. It was hard to watch.
Without Britney there, without Whitney, what are you going to do?
Well, we can just hope that this dropping of the child will lead to another reality series.
You know, I don't think we got, what's it going to be called? Dropkick?
Oh, that would be good.
I know. I don't think I got any of the soup t-shirts. Whitney reminded me of the fact that Joel gave my kids the soup t-shirts, what they dutifully wore to school very proudly and didn't realize it on the back. There is, in not such bold letters, but clearly articulated, kiss my ass.
Yeah.
-W.HW.
It didn't help that the argument was it was a quote. It didn't, when they went to the principal's office. But it's a quote from someone famous. That didn't help at all.
But you're supposed to send us sort of the sanitized soup T-shirts.
I thought I sent... Well, we have ones that say dropping it on the one, which is also Whitney quote where she is at a restaurant. This is great TV. She was at a restaurant and she was going to have a bowel movement. And so she called her assistant to tell her.
Oh,
she was like, you know, I don't believe this. I'm going to drop it on the one. I'm going upstairs. It was those things where we just like, should we just put the soup logo in the corner and run the whole episode?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was great.
Oh,
you should get her in here as a guest.
Oh, we had him, you know.
That's right.
We had Bobby, and she refused to come. Imagine that.
You're kidding.
And he was cracking up about the conversation he had about digging out her impaction. Oh,
the doogie bubble?
Yeah.
Cracking on purpose?
See?
No. Cracking up. If I had to talk about crack, that would be a separate topic. Well, Joel, we're in the middle of calls here, so let's...
Yeah, DJ, listen.
DJ, let's, hang on, here he is.
You should wax the whole thing.
Hey, man.
And then wait a McHale. Year.
Okay. Soup, what, it's Friday at 10, is that right?
Friday at 10 and repeats 1,200 times.
Well, E, on the Justin Timberlake, oh, no, the...
yes, on the Ryan Seacrest network.
Ryan Seacrest.
I like how you're
confused.
Weird.
That's interesting.
Well, that's on the Elton John network. What?
Oh, jeez. Well, what's going on with me is, whether I have a girlfriend or not, it's like I masturbate a lot, like 4, 5, 6 times a day. And even when I'm with a girl, I can't be sexually satisfied. It's like I have to take over in order for me to actually get off.
Well, because first of all, how do you have anything left to get off with? You're masturbating 6 times a day. Right?
Yeah, what comes out? Just a puff of air?
I mean,
powder?
Even, like, what's
soul?
I have sex first. Like first thing, like, I roll over in the morning and we have morning sex or something like that, I still won't get off. And it's like,
why don't you try not masturbating for, like, 2 full days? 2 whole days.
I tried it for, like, almost a week.
Oh, the humanity.
It's like, I can't get off from it, and I can't understand why, and it kind of bugs me because I don't know if it's me. I mean, I know I'm not gay or bisexual or anything like that. I know I'm straight because I like girls. And
you should say that in the mirror every morning to yourself. I like girls. I'm not gay. Go ahead.
But is there something wrong with me? I mean, it's like...
Well, are you on any medication?
No, I've never been abused.
I'm not going down that path for a change.
Okay.
But the delay ejaculation is actually a more common problem than you might otherwise suspect. And guys, when they have that problem, are really bothered by it. And so are their partners. It can really be a problem.
Delayed ejaculation.
Okay. Yeah. Or retarded. It's sometimes called retarded ejaculation. But yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
I mean, give me 2 seconds. I can get myself off. But it's like when I come to have
sex. Okay. Go ahead.
You know, it's like...
Do you think you're sexually compulsive or sexually addicted?
Well, I like sex, but it's like if my girlfriend doesn't want it, I don't feel compelled to, like, have to go in the bathroom real quick and, you know, jerk it or anything like that.
But you still prefer masturbation to sex?
No, I don't. That's the thing.
Are you able to recreate your sort of position and everything you have with your girlfriend in order to sort of fix, you know, sort of simulate what you're doing when you masturbate?
I have to help her out. She can't do it herself. I mean, I can't help things out. No, I've never been able to be sexually satisfied by a woman, ever.
Do you mean have an orgasm with a woman?
Yeah. With her doing it herself, like her riding me or something like that, I've never been able to get off like that. I've never even been able to get off on a freaking blowjob, for crying out loud.
Crying out loud. I think you should do the wait a week plan.
Yeah, I you know, and then try to...
This is actually
a difficult problem. The easy solutions, and sometimes they don't work, are to hold back on the masturbation for a while, and maybe even 2 weeks if you can make it that far, God only knows. And then to try to sort of recreate what it is you do with the masturbation or even include that in what it is you're doing to try to sort of bring that whole mechanism to bear. That's about all you can do. And other than that, boy, it's a patient partner more than anything.
Dr. Drew, should we have him call in next week to see if, to check in?
He
likes to check in 1 week like you're his parole officer.
Oh, that's a good idea. We need some sort of breathalyzer test to document that he's...
Right. And he's like, it's going pretty well. I can't really sit up too quick or, you know, I can't stand at times. I can't really wear shorts or go running.
Hey, your manager emailed me and says, I hear you're broadcasting from Cleveland. I'm actually in Boston.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm in Boston.
How is it?
It's wonderful. I love Boston. It's late in Boston. But I sort of relived my youth. I lived out here for a while, and I lived in Cambridge and was just hanging around there. And it was nice.
How many hours of sleep are you going to get tonight?
I actually will sleep about 7 hours. I'll start my morning late.
All right.
Boomer, what's up?
Hello?
Boomer. Hey, what's happening, buddy? You're on with Joel McHale.
Hey, what's up, Dr. Joe? How you doing, man?
Good, Boomer. What's happening?
Hey, Boomer, is that your real name?
No, man, it's a nickname, man. I'm not giving out my name on the radio. Are you kidding me?
Right on.
Anyway, I was trying to say, Dr. Joe, I listen to your show every day, man. I work midnight shift, so, you know, from 1 to 3, you're on. And I've got a question for you, man. It's been bothering me. I smoke a lot of pot, so... Well, anyway, I went to a club one time, and I had a one-night stand with a woman, but when I put it in her, she said it kind of hurt her, so she told me to take it out and put it in her anus. So I did, and then I told my buddy, he was like, well, what if she's a dude? You know, and it got me thinking, and it kind of tripped me out. So I was wondering, can a guy get his stuff chopped off and then have a vagina, like, inserted into him? That's kind of crazy question, but I just want to know. I know you're the man to ask.
The answer is a definite yes. That's the operation they get. That's what a tranny is. A tranny has a sort of pouch created, and yeah.
Yeah. And it's not deep, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Which vertebrate is it? How far does it go?
They get enough to handle a peni, and did you use a condom?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Of course.
Good job, Smitty.
Any guy named Boomer would wear a condom, of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm
going to
call him Smitty from now on.
So they can actually...
Look, motherfucker, I'm telling you. Okay, hang on. Boomer, that's what a transsexual is. It's a male who gets his junk cut off and inverted and turned into a vagina.
Congratulations, dude. That's going to be a great story for your grandkids.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
This stops here now. Well, anyway, I got one more question, man.
yeah.
Drew, I don't agree with everything you say, man, about, like, gay marriage and stuff. I think you should, like, totally deny that stuff because I know I got some neighbors who are gay and they're raising a daughter. And I was thinking, when that daughter turns of age, when she hits periods and stuff, how are they going to deal with that stuff? This kid is going to be traumatized. And I don't believe in that stuff.
You don't believe in gay marriage and yet you have sex with trannies?
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure, man. She looks...
But why ain't you got no play, player? Well, I didn't say anything about gay marriage, Boomer. I was talking just about gay couples raising children. And
yeah, no,
the reality
kind of work out.
Well, we don't. It's being studied. I don't really know either. But yes, indeed, young women need other, and young males too need an opposite or same sex role model around. But there's whether or not it has to be a parent. I mean, yes, I would prefer that. My sense is that's a better thing. But is it really a problem? We have to really study that to know for sure. So
Clive Barker and his husband have a daughter, and she's. Seems very well adjusted.
Yeah, I mean, if someone's mom dies and single father has to, you know, go through that stuff, and I'd say most of those people are fine.
There you go. There you go. Claire, what's happening?
Guy. Smitty.
Hi. Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I just had a question about, head.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you swallow or if you don't swallow.
Me personally?
Yeah, what do you do, Drew? I mean, usually, like, I usually save it and date it.
Ew.
I'm sorry, it's horrible.
Claire, I can only share with you that you don't have to, and that by doing so, when you do that kind of thing, you expose yourself potentially to more sexually transmitted diseases.
Yes. Oh,
and clearly you're not wearing a condom if that's what you're doing.
Yeah. It was just a kind of a question that came up because, out of teenage myth.
There's a correct answer here.
What's the myth? It'll make you deaf?
No, just that, you know, either I heard you swallow. Some people say it's nasty, so, you know, kind of scared me a bit. But, you know.
Here's what you do. You hold, spit.
Yes.
Claire, how old are you?
15.
Just hold out till you're 18, please,
yeah,
please.
Just don't be in any rush to do
that. Please. Alex.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening, Alex?
On the transsexual issue, it's actually, there's two, there are multiple types, but there are...
Do you know Boomer?
Boomer?
Yeah.
Our last caller.
No, I don't know.
All right, never mind. Sorry, go ahead.
There's a male-to-female type, and then there's a female-to-male. And
of course. We were talking about male. We were not talking about female-to-male because we were talking about penises being cut off.
True. Actually, what happens with the surgery is it's inverted and...
Yes, we talked about inverting it and creating...
Is there a male-to-male transsexual, Dr. Drew?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
all right.
Actually, there is, sort of. It's a male-to-female that then changes back to... that then decides to change back. Doesn't work too well, though, from what I've heard.
I can't imagine once your penis has been split and inverted. I've seen the surgery, so I do know a little bit what I'm doing.
I've just heard about it.
I hope you did it before lunch.
Nice. So what's the deal? What is the point?
It's more of the... I took exception to the only... the definition of a guy changing into a woman.
That, of course, wasn't what we said, Alex, but when you hear things coming towards you as being directed at you... and it's through your own prism, all you hear is people taking exception to things. No, we were talking to somebody who wanted to know if the woman he was with could have been a man. And the answer was yes, at one time, that they
would
do create
really
a vagina
matter?
Out of the... What?
Would it really matter?
That's not what the question he asked us. He just wanted to know if that
hey,
was possible.
Hey, Alex, for your job, do you read audiobooks?
Hmm?
Is that... I feel like I know your voice. Do you read Dickens and stuff,
no.
You know, that you can buy on CD?
Actually, I've never really been on the air before, or...
Huh, okay, never mind.
Anywhere.
Sorry.
Which character were you thinking there, Joel?
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. I'm sorry. Sorry, Alex. I was at your expense.
Oh, my goodness.
That was great.
Natalie, what's happening, Natalie?
Hi, how are you?
It's just another interesting voice.
Natalie, let me guess your age. Can I guess your age, Natalie?
Yeah.
26.
No.
Oh, okay, never mind.
18, but she sounds 3, so go ahead.
Okay.
I had a question about anal sex.
Yeah.
Huh?
After my boyfriend and I had it, I've been having a lot of pain.
You're kidding.
That's shocking.
And bleeding a little bit.
Huh.
Well, it couldn't have anything to do with him stuffing his penis inside you. It could have anything.
Yeah, Dr. Drew,
with that.
Does that have something to do with
anal sex? How could it? How could it, Joel? I mean, come on. Use your imagination. Natalie, what do you think? Come on. Did you have pain during this?
Well, I didn't know if that was normal.
No, it's not normal, but it's why I'm concerned about this behavior, is that it can happen. You can tear things, you can prolapse things, you can cause fissures and hemorrhoids, it can be a real mess. You can even rupture your colon if you don't watch it.
You should try less lubrication next time.
So any rectal bleeding is considered a medical emergency, frankly, particularly if it keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something you have to talk to your doctor about.
It's an exit. Don't you think, Dr. Drew, if a guy is doing that to a woman, that the woman should be able to retaliate in some way with, some sort of, like, maybe like a Coffee Mate bottle of their choice or something, just something to bring the, you know, give the favor back, just so the main guy...
They do. Why do you think all those women's magazines are filled with the pursuit of the male G-spot?
Yeah,
oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Of course there's a male G... Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Like, people can, like, what's going to happen when that person's 60 if they have
a
lot of anal
sex? Well, that's the point. I already, you know, have to look at poor, you know, people in their 7th, 8th decades of life, and particularly women get lots of pathology back there. There's something called prolapse, which is, if David Allen Greer might chime in here and tell us what he thinks about
it. What I said, I got feelings for you. Can I prolapse your anus?
And the rectal prolapse is where basically the colon falls out the anus, and it is a very, very serious problem. And then there's patchlessness and incontinence and hemorrhoids and there's all kinds of things that happen.
Eventually you have to have a colostomy bag?
That
or
could
is
happen.
It that bad?
Oh. It could happen. It could happen. A prolapse can be really bad sometimes.
That's a whole new porn
because
fetish. I just
when the... It's
out
there. It's out there. Isn't that what the Rocky Horror Picture Show did, something weird like that? No.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it just seems like it's that advanced planning that people don't really use.
Right. Young people don't believe they're ever going to get old. They've never heard of these things because they're not around people in their 70s and 80s, and they do these things that we don't know for sure, frankly, but may, and I suspect will, increase the risks of stuff that's pretty awful and unpleasant.
Cool.
So, Natalie, you got to talk to your doctor. Joel came with his game tonight. He's got a head of steam.
I just got done with the show, so...
Yeah.
Very kind of jacked up a little bit.
Jacked up. That's good. I like it. So that's Joel McHale. The Soup is Friday, 10 o'clock on E. The phone number here, 1-800-LOVE-191. We're going to take a little break. Joel and I will be right back. Here we are, back with more Loveline and more Joel McHale from The Soup.
Yes.
What got you all fired up? What were you talking about when you left the set there with E?
I get all excited about talking about, you know, TV clips. We have a
It's just being with Tom that you like.
Being with Tom, he's great. Tom has gone back, 15 years now or something. He was there from day one and with Greg Kinnear and all those guys. And,
yeah.
And still just as funny. And ironically.
We need more of him on air, more of him on camera.
I agree. And did you see the best, I don't know if you saw the Best of Talk Soup, but they showed a lot of him and he was so funny. And it was great. And just to go back down that memory and see him and. When he had a mullet and a mustache.
Oh, that's
right. Now his kid's getting his... He did. It was great. His kid's getting his tonsils out, so he wasn't there.
So what were you talking about?
We had a great clip, as I said, from Jonathan Anton's show, Blowout. Mm. And there's a new show called Survival of the Richest, which pits rich kids against poor kids to compete for cash prizes.
What channel is that on? Network?
I don't know, and I really don't ever want to know, just because I don't want to. It's great. Run out of reality show ideas. We're actually deeply worried about it. We have a clip from Unanimous. Have you heard about that?
Where they're trying to save $1 million or something?
They have to vote unanimously on who gets $1 million, and it's on. And it's like the Fox keeps promoting it as this huge hit, but it's a show that's on after American Idol.
Uh-oh.
So we're like very popular with people who accidentally keep their TVs on after American Idol.
Is it any good? Is there anything?
It's once again. It's just bickering. And petty. That's what I've decided most. Unless it's Survivor, where they're all stuck together, like Surreal Life. All those shows are petty bickering.
Yeah.
Between human beings, which is the best type of behavior to watch.
For the soup.
For the soup, yes. But it just makes us the lowest common denominator. It's really great. You should really have one, Dr. Drew.
What should we call mine?
Just
call it bickering. Right for it.
If you were to get a drug problem or start acting out or purge a lot, then you'd be a prime candidate.
Just
like talking to one of the interns there was an intern at the soup tonight, and so I'm like, so your internship's almost over. By the way, we had no interns in the audience because it was spring break, which put us in a real laughter bind. We got some homeless people to come in. But she was like, I go, so what are you going to do after? So what are you going to do after this internship's over? She's like, I got cast on a reality show.
No.
Like, really? Yeah, he's like, it's called, it's this new show where they help you get a job.
Oh, my God. Next thing out of your mouth should have been, you're fired. Seriously.
Yeah, it should have been. I threw her out.
Yeah.
And, we slammed her into a wall and then threw her out. It's great. I don't know. It's like cancer. It's like television cancer.
Hey, Joel, why not get to start going to like other countries where like killing people is legal and then let's pipe it in?
I don't know if you remember. It's not killing people, but remember the Ultimate Fighting Championship? Not remember. I mean, it's huge now, right?
Yeah.
It used to be illegal everywhere, except for like they would always have like, we're coming to you from Georgia, and then it would be in. I don't know, be in Sao Paulo, it'd be all these other places, and so now now it's huge. So as long as it's something that becomes popular, I think it will always have a home and eventually a huge television audience that buys T-shirts and hats.
Wow.
So they already have, I think it's called Arab Idol. So Idol is everywhere. Idol's like in every country, and it's just a matter of matter of time before Flavor of Love hits Sweden.
I hear he's coming back for another year.
He is.
Yes.
I just don't know where they're going to find the skanks to be on that show. Gosh, those women have no self-respect at all. I mean, maybe I can understand on the, you know, on The Bachelor, if women are throwing themselves at some young guy who's a doctor with a jaw and he's good looking. I can understand
with
that,
a jaw.
Right? Well, this guy, yeah. The last guy had this enormous jaw that
I saw him. Yeah, but Flavor Love has the clock.
He's got the clock. He's like 60. He's just repulsive, and women are just. I try to, you know, stay in shape and take a shower every day and stuff, but I don't know where I, you know, it's great. It's great that he has a career.
Exactly. Let's take some calls, yes?
Do you let your kids watch Flavor of Love, Dr. Drew?
We have watched it together a couple of times. Fortunately, they're not into it.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was talking to these high school kids tonight because there's some high school kids. I'm like, so do you watch, what do you guys watch? Nothing, not a lot. No, seriously. And like, do you watch 24? No. Do you watch Date My? No. They weren't watching anything. I'm like, I guess it's all people from my generation that watch these shows.
They were either too busy. There's a lot of cartoon watching. A lot of Family Guy.
Really?
South Park.
Yeah.
Robot Chicken. A lot of that kind of stuff. You guys have to monitor that stuff too. It's very funny.
Well, when it comes, yeah. Obviously, with South Park and Family Guy, they're amazingly funny. So you can't really make fun of them. But well, because it's meant to be funny and it's
right,
so
right.
It's good.
It's real. It's real.
Christina, what's up?
Hi.
Hey there.
I have a question for you. A few weeks ago, I was messing around with my boyfriend, and I pulled his skin too hard, and I think I ripped it.
You ripped his skin?
Yes.
His back skin or his shoulder skin?
His shoulder skin or neck skin?
His
scalp?
It's like under his head skin.
His neck skin?
Where his hair is?
No.
Where his ears
are?
Oh,
down by his ankles.
No, it's like on his penis. Like, I was jacking him off, and then, like, I pulled it too hard, and then it ripped, and he started bleeding.
You tore it off?
Yes.
You tore it off?
You're a moil.
My God.
It was just, like, the tip of it.
You just ripped off the tip of his penis.
No, it was a small part, but, like, it ripped, and it started bleeding, and...
Did you put it in a glass of milk and take it to the doctor? Have it sewn back on?
Do you mean, like, foreskin?
Yes, it's foreskin. Yeah, it's...
Okay. All right, that's kind of common, that the foreskin tears. And then it can kind of scar up when it heals, and then it'll tear more easily, and then it'll scar up and shrink even more, and then tear some more. And that's how adults end up needing a circumcision. So it's not that big a deal. So bleeding's okay. It's not getting infected. It looks all right.
Yeah, he didn't want to go to the doctor, but his friend told him to put Neosporin on, and like, it's perfectly fine now. But now I'm afraid to touch it because I don't want to rip it again.
Totally.
Well, I'm sure he's not. He's overcome that fear immediately.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he's telling you not to. So it's because I just want to know if it was going to be like deformed or deformed.
No. Well, again, as I told you, and you obviously weren't listening, the foreskin can shrink down a little bit, and so it can be hard to get the head of the penis out. And sometimes men need circumcision because of that. But no, that's not that big a deal. Lola.
Wow.
Lola. Hi. What's up?
Hi. I've been having weird sexual fantasies. I've been...
Like what?
Like people hating me and like...
That's odd.
That's like, a great sex fantasy.
I've been wondering how to make it stop.
No, wait. People, you in these dreams or fantasies, people hate you, and then what happens?
And then they like... They rape me and stuff.
They rape you.
Yeah.
You know,
can we go back to
Joel,
the girl tearing the penis off?
Adam had a great, I had a discussion tonight with some people and some college kids, and they were saying, rape, you know, it's a violent crime. And I thought, boy, this is, and I don't know if you ever heard Adam talk about this, but it was one of his most philosophically clairvoyant moments when he would talk about rape.
Say, yes.
Yeah, sure, yes. It's a violent crime. Violent crime. I mean, just like if you march into a liquor store, pistol whip the guy behind the counter, and then you ejaculate on him, and then you take the money, and then you go, not sexual. It's like, of course it's a sexual crime. Of course it is. And so she's, it's a violent crime also. No kidding. But in her case.
Where are you ejaculating?
Where you come. And so, Lola, you're having these kind of violent sexual fantasies, what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Did anything like that ever happen to you growing up?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Anything bad happen to you last couple of years?
No.
Bad boyfriend?
No.
And are these fantasies pleasant to you, arousing, or are they unpleasant and intrusive?
They're a little arousing, but they're like a little annoying too.
Annoying.
It was like an annoying rape.
Yeah.
Okay.
And are these, again, fantasies or are these plans? You know what I mean? Are they just sort of things that come over you and like, ugh, what's that? Where'd that come from? It's not as though you have a wish for any kind of violent interaction.
A what?
It's not like you're wishing for that kind of thing.
When did it start? When did it start?
Well, it's...
Yeah.
Is she hanging now?
Yeah. No, it's you, Anderson.
Like,
they're one of us.
Every word. Is it like she goes to court and she gets convicted of a crime? And then she has to be sentenced to death and she asks to be hung?
That's
she didn't say anything about, she didn't say anything about hanging. She said violent rape. The hanging was up there on the board, but she said something about rape fantasies. Lola, we don't, you know, it was 3 minutes of just us listening to you go, I'm sorry. The one thing I would be concerned with is that you're getting depressed. And sometimes you can have all kinds of intrusive, funny, violent even, and feelings of worthlessness and shame and being denigrated as part of a depressive syndrome. So that's the one, and you do sound depressed. So that's the one thing I
so
think
it might not be an So it might not be an actual event in her life. It might just be depression coming on.
Right, exactly. And so you might, you really, she really struck me as depressed, and so I really want to talk to a doctor about that. Louisa.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hi. Hey, Joel, I love the soup. I think it's so great. Are you guys going to do more about novellas, the Spanish soap opera?
Yeah, we have a clip from Peregrina on tonight.
No,
or tomorrow
night. I watched that. it's so fun. That's so cool. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, Dr. Drew, we use a lot of... Well, we watch a lot of Spanish novellas.
Oh, I see.
Mexican
novellas. I'm dying to know... How that is, what's going on, and B, how it's perceived by the Hispanic community. Not that you're using it, but what those stories are about with the wacky puppets and mannequins and the clowns and what the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's so much better than American soap opera.
What is going on?
There's always people, there's ghosts.
I want to go take Spanish lessons just to figure out what's going on in those soap operas. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, I did an interview with a paper from Mexico City because they get the feed down there, and I think they all every once in a while will have these clips from their, you know, from their soap operas on, and then they seem to like it. I mean, we have no idea what they're doing, but
no idea, obviously.
No clue. We have no kidding. We have this clip tonight of a woman just smelling clothes. And it doesn't make any sense. And she smells some clothes and smells a pillow, and then that's the scene.
Is there a puppet involved?
No. Well, we're trying to decide because I forget what happens, but Peregrina's old boyfriend sabotages a trapeze artist who falls to her death and spends the whole episode dying, but she's dying in a trailer. And it is great. Well, I don't know why. I mean, it's so much more exciting than American soap opera. It makes One Like to Live look like just some sort of boring C-SPAN feed or something. It's great. Anyway, so sorry, what were you
right,
saying?
Louise? That's why you watch that, right?
Yeah, I do watch that. I live with my grandparents, and they're old Hispanics.
Right.
They're from Ecuador. They love this stuff, and yeah.
Wait, I have to know.
Very popular with the Latin community.
What's with the puppet, the dummy?
The puppet.
Well, there was a puppet in the last Spanish novella we had, La Madrastra. La Madrastra, yeah.
You know what? I didn't watch that one. I really didn't, but...
Well, would you please watch it and let us know what's going on? I'm dying.
Kind of gather was that the evil guy would use the puppet to kind of hypnotize people into horrible actors. It's great because some people are okay actors, but then you can really tell... When someone is not a good actor, I'm good at that name, but because the language just got you, when you're like, wow, that person. And the best thing about that show is if someone's going to kill somebody, it doesn't matter where, the crime, but it doesn't matter if they're going to kill somebody, it doesn't matter where they are. If they're going to assault someone at like a bus stop, they'll just be a golf club there, ready for them to hit them with. Never explained or any, it's great.
Oh, the TV in its ultimate expression. You know what I mean? That's where Mexican TV has gone. We've gone to reality. They've gone into this fantasy.
Right.
Stuff.
They go into way more fantasy and ghosts and, it's great. And they have name one show in America that has a knife thrower on it.
Well, don't...
None!
Don't we still have that screwy daytime drama about witches and the devil?
I guess we have passions, but...
Passions.
Yeah, there's something gets lost when they're speaking English. I'm not sure what it is, but I want to learn Spanish.
It's kind of like, it's like opera. You have to listen to it in Italian. You know, you just lose it when you translate it to English. It's just not nearly as impactful.
And we've used some Korean soap operas as well, and most of the commercials are for automatic toilet seats. they're heated, and they
spray you. They wash you, yeah.
I don't know why we haven't evolved to that yet. But
It's coming. There are hotels in New York that have those, and believe me, you will not soon forget the experience. Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Joel, I know I feel very close to you. It's sort of making me feel dirty. 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Joel McHale from The Soup, E-Channel, Friday, 10 o'clock. More Joel, more me, more you after this. Go. It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. The other voice you hear is Joel McHale from The Soup.
Yes.
Soon to be a star of a Mexican drama.
If they would invite me down there and put me on a Spanish novella, I don't know what I would do.
Are they filmed in L.A. or are they filmed in Mexico?
Some are filmed here, but most are filmed in Mexico. I know that I've been told a lot of these stars come up and do stuff up here because obviously the audience here is gigantic.
They come up?
Spanish speaking.
Aren't they?
You want to meet some Anderson?
No, I was thinking they probably already live here.
No, but a lot of them are shot in Mexico, so they go back and
forth. There's not enough Mexicans in Mexico anymore to shoot them.
Anderson,
come on.
That's just what I heard. I haven't been there in a while. I don't know.
I've never been there. If I could be on one of those, man, it would be the greatest thing. Have you ever seen the show Cheaters? Drew, we used to show clips of it.
I've seen the show.
It's taped in Houston, and it shows...
people getting busted.
Yeah, they call the show, and they're like, I think my lover's cheating on me, and then they have cameras follow them and catch them in the act. And now there's a Spanish version that copied it, and it's way more produced and way better looking. And it is, it's a great show. We haven't shown many clips from it because it's too well produced.
Oh, really?
And then we realize that the Houston version, the English version, is a little better for that sort of thing because they're screaming at each other in English.
Right. And also, if it looks nice, it's too heartbreaking. It's too pathetic.
That show is awesome. The host of that show got stabbed during one of the... Never mind. Go ahead.
That's a beautiful thing. Chris.
I'm not kidding.
Chris, what's happening?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Chris, are you a tranny?
am I who?
Never mind, go ahead.
Go ahead, what's up?
Right on. Let's see, my question, it has to do with stimulation on the female gender. And basically, I've heard some rumors and I've done some experiments, you know, down there and everything. And I'm thinking that there's more than one spot, you know. I mean, everybody's talking about the G-spot and how that's the spot to hit or whatever, but I'm pretty sure there's more than one spot down there. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all sorts of spots.
Yes, every woman is different, and there's debate about whether there even is such a thing as a G-spot. But some women just have a lot of internal stimulation, and some women are more prone to needing or preferring the clitoral stimulation.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you need to have a public access show about this.
Oh, be great.
Because you have a lot of different, seems like, angles and opinions on it.
Cindy, what's up?
Hi.
What's happening?
I think I might have, like, stalker tendencies, and I wanted to sort of give you my story and see what you think.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Okay, so I'm a USC student. I'm only 18. I'm pretty young, and I was hoping that maybe this is something that's going to pass, but I really like athletes, and I kind of think I've been stalking Matt Leinart.
So this is the quarterback of the University of Southern California Trojans, the national championship team, or almost. Championship team, one-time national championship team.
You should
team.
Talk Vince Young. He's pretty good, that guy.
And the quarterback, Matt Leinart, goes to your school. That's where you go to school, Cindy?
Yeah, USC.
And you see him in classes and stuff?
Right.
I'm sorry?
You see him in class?
I know where his classes are going to be, so I kind of walk in that general area.
Do you see him?
Yeah, I see him all the time, and sometimes like at parties and stuff.
And do you talk to him?
One time I said hi, and we kind of like were at the same party and stuff, but no, I've never really talked to him.
You know, more than, this is just an
obsession. Do you want to skin him?
To skin him?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Good. That's good. It's good that she doesn't even understand that.
I don't either, so I think that's good, too.
I was just thinking of lambs.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
Too heady.
Go ahead.
So Sandy, this is just really an obsession. You're not really stalking. I mean, you are kind of flirting with stalking, but it's actually kind of common for, you're a little old for this, but people can get these obsessional crushes and preoccupations. You're one relationship away from letting this go. So work on finding a boyfriend, and magically this thing will subside. We have to take another break. The phone number
but
is 1-800.
But he does. Don't you think that he does?
He's dreamy. He is dreamy.
He's in love with her, though, don't you think?
Of course, and he is dreamy. And it just won't work out, though. He's got many loves. Football, yeah. And then Cindy. What are you going to do? 1-800-LOVE. And Matt, if you're listening, go ahead and call in and confirm that. 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Joel McHale. We're going to take a little break. Be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. The guest is Joel McHale. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. And we're talking about Mexican soap operas.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
The greatest. Yeah. We love Mexican. Yeah, they're great.
Grande, exitos en español.
What else do you guys see for the future in terms of what you're likely to get your claws into this year or this season?
Well, there's the announcement of reality shows comes so quickly. And, well, now with My Sweet 16 just came back on MTV, which is great. And there were some clips this week of a girl who dyed her poodle for her birthday. And then early in the day of her birthday, her father gave her a new Jeep. Then during the huge, lavish party that would have been a few years of tuition for any college student, he gave her another car. So she got two cars in one day.
What are these guys thinking? You know what I mean?
It's crazy. I mean, just talk about ruining your kids.
Right.
And then you think, like, why does Al-Qaeda hate us?
Yeah.
Because we put stuff like that on the air, and,
I hate us for that, too.
I know. It's great. I mean, it's great TV that way. But when your kids watch that stuff, do they think, Dad, why don't I hope I'm getting two cars on when I'm
thankfully
16.
they've not picked up on that one yet, but I think they see through it. I hope so. God, I hope so.
Yeah. Oh. I'd be like, if I said that to my dad, he'd be like, you will be lucky if you only get two punches in the face on your 16th birthday.
What's up, John?
Hey, what's up? Hey, first of all, can I give a shout out to California?
No, you cannot. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, I have actually a question for Joel.
Yeah buddy.
Hey,
say hold on. Now you can say all you want to name is.
Okay. Are you guys ever going to talk about Lost on Talk Soup?
That's a good question. The reason we don't talk about Lost too much is because it's a really good show.
Yeah.
And we all actually do watch it. And unless there was a time we did a spoof because no one knew what the monster was. So we had the monster. We just dressed up a chihuahua and had him crawl over a train set.
Any chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
You're a chihuahua.
Lou the chihuahua. We dressed him up as the monster, which is the greatest chihuahua ever. And so that's why, I mean, there's shows that are good, and we don't really hit them too hard. And so, I mean, and if they do something, you know, funny, we'll probably do it or something weird. But for the most part, we really like that show.
Yeah, do you have any info on it, or do you guys just...
On Lost?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're stuck on Hawaii, it turns out, and they just need to walk to Oahu. It's totally easy. No, there's that. Well, I have no. They, they guard those scripts. You think they'd let us, the soup, have anything to even near them? No, they would never. Yeah. I know now that I think they have to have like all sorts of guards around their sets and stuff like that. Hmm. So, just like the soup, we have a lot of bodyguards around making sure Yeah, it's great. But no, that's why. I mean, there's no way we'd ever, no one would ever give us a heads up on anything.
This now is Amanda. Amanda?
Hey, what's up, Dr. Drew?
What's happening there?
Well, I was just calling and asking. I've had a lot of gay friends over the years, and me being someone who's not very experienced with sex, I've only had one boyfriend, and he was the only guy I slept with, and I didn't have that much experience with him. And a lot of guys I talk to, they tell me it's like a big chore for them to have to teach girls that are a little more on the unexperienced side, like, to do things.
They do not say that.
What guys are you talking to?
That doesn't sound right at all.
Well, they were just like, you know, it's like a big hassle, and they don't know what they're doing, and it's a pain, and they don't want to bother.
No way.
Them.
No way.
You know,
way.
All you got to do is send them to an experimental college, you know, just like an extra, like night classes.
Yeah, I'm dating this guy, and I really like him and everything, and, you know, I'm looking forward to doing stuff with them, and I don't want him to be like, oh, you know, she doesn't know what she's doing, and...
He's not the one that's giving you this crap about the inexperienced women, is he?
No, he's not. No, not at all.
All right, you got to not think. I don't know why those guys said that to you, but there must have been a reason for it, because that's not the way men think. The way they think is, if you don't have much experience, men are sort of bothered by going where other men have been. So only thing about inexperience means to them is that's not an issue. They want to be with you. That's all that counts. They don't care whether you're paralyzed or what. They don't care.
You should be worried if one brings, like, a laser pointer with them, and then then you know the lesson will begin. It'll take a while.
And a flip chart.
Okay. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy talk, yeah. Literally.
Okay. That's the case, right? Thank you.
You should get rid of all your friends.
Do you ever see that Simpson where he's buying, he's at an Indian casino? He's talking to the head of the casino, Bart is, and he'd been called up because he let off some fireworks, and the Indian who owns the casino said, where'd you get these fireworks? And he goes, well, I was coming into town, I bought them by a guy at the side of the road, and the Indian goes, that's crazy talk. And Bart goes, no, really, I bought them. He goes, yeah, you know, seriously, that's my brother, crazy talk. He sells fireworks. Gotta love The Simpsons.
Yeah.
This is... Oh. Alex just fell off the line here. Let me see if I can get him back.
That was a rim shot heard.
Yeah.
I went 3,000 miles through.
Alex.
Yeah.
What's happening?
All right. I just have a question because I need some advice.
Yeah.
All right. I work in this restaurant.
Right.
And I've been working there for about like a year now. And I have a coworker. She's one of my managers. And like, we play around, we pull around like, she'll touch me and grab me and hug me certain ways. And just recently, like, I went over to her house, and I have feelings for her. And just one thing led to another, and we started having sex. And I love this girl. Like, I have feelings for her, but she doesn't feel the same way. And
Alex, are you by a freeway or something?
I'm outside. You're telling this story of love and how you're falling in love with this woman in the most depressing way.
Yeah, well, it's because of, like, she doesn't feel the same way. Like, I feel like she messes with my head, and I just don't know what to do. Like, I'm confused. Like,
I'll tell you for one thing, you could own that restaurant, because she's in a managerial position, and she shouldn't be screwing around with people that she's managing.
What kind of restaurant is it?
What kind of restaurant is it? It's a, like, Americanized restaurant.
Is it a chain?
Yeah, they have, like, it's a big corporation.
Americanized?
What restaurant is it?
What restaurant is it? It's an island.
Oh, Islands, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right, I would. Well. We go there all the time. So, no, my kids really like us. They seriously do. I would say, Alex, that this is a kind of a bad situation, unfortunately. If they're...
Why don't you get a Bloomin' Onion and just think...
Yeah, I just don't know how to advise.
Just get away.
You got to get away. She's
Isn't
obviously...
Isn't there a Chili's or something that you can work
but
at?
But here's the deal. No, he can't lose his job, because he really, what he should do is talk to management above her, because she's acting out in inappropriate ways, and she's hurting this guy emotionally on top of sort of abusing her authority position.
How much
and
older is she?
Hang on a second.
Is he still there?
How much older?
26.
26, no. And he's like, you're 18?
I'm 17.
17 is no good. That is no good, buddy. I would talk to other people at the restaurant, the other managers, and I know you love her or whatever, you're 17, she's not a good person, she's misusing her authority, and I guarantee you somebody in that position would do that, has some issues, and would not make you happy to be with long-term. Angela.
Right.
Yes.
What's happening?
What's up? Joel used to be in Unexpected Productions, the improv group down in Seattle, right?
Yeah, wow, that's going back.
Yeah. I used to be in the high school improv league, and I was just wondering, because I go down there and check them out every once in a while, do you have any plans to do, like, a guest spot? I think that would be really awesome.
You know, I have not been there in, I think, 10 years. Yeah. I haven't been down there for a long time.
Why do you guys keep saying down? You're in Southern California. You're 3,000 miles away from Seattle.
Well, it's in the Pike Place Market, which is near the water.
It's down in an alley.
It literally is a theater in an alley.
Is that in where that fish market is?
Right above where they're hugging.
The guy talks like this and throws fish at you all the time.
Yeah, I've never bought fish from that guy. I'm too scared. No, not at this point. I don't really get up there as much as I'd like to, but I guess you can talk to someone. If they'll pay me $5,000, that'd be great.
I'll be there.
I'll be there in a second. I would be, yeah, that would be great. So, yeah, just pass that on.
Is any of the stuff on the soup, is that improv, or do you write all that stuff down ahead of time?
Well, we write all the jokes, and we write all the setups, so I know what's coming. And then if I see the clip and it kind of changes, and I feel like the punchline should be different on the fly, then I'll change it, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't,
depending
upon my reaction.
Are you watching the program in a monitor?
Yeah, there's a monitor right below the camera, right below the camera.
It's not a prompter that's showing you program.
Well, there's a teleprompter, and then right below that is the screen. So they do roll in the clips because they want to get the laughter, laughter on the clips.
You've had more intern appearance on the show too lately. They've been actually performing on the show.
Well, the writers and the some of the producers will step on. 2 weeks ago, every one of them was in one of the shots.
I saw that one. There's a whole bunch, and yet no Tom.
No Tom.
I'd have to beg you for that.
Okay, what we're gonna do is we'll just have a sit down with Tom. It'll be like Charlie Rose.
Yeah,
and they'll be like, Tom, here's a list of questions for Dr. Drew.
It'll be great. Let's do
you
it.
You want to do that?
Absolutely.
Maybe you and I could just fire questions at him.
That would be huge. And I want him to dance. That's one of the.
I hope Tom
do.
Is listening because he'd be very happy right now.
Okay, this is now Mia. What's up, Mia? Mia 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, nothing. My boyfriend wants to have sex with me, and I'm not ready.
Then don't have sex.
Then, exactly.
Do what?
Don't do it.
Okay.
How old are you?
16.
Yeah.
You sound a little younger than that, I gotta say.
I'm not.
Is he really pressuring you?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't. Just get away. You should wear a... You should have a get a taser.
It's true. You should.
Or some pepper spray or something.
Or don't be alone with him if he's really being obnoxious.
Okay.
Yeah, you got the power here, baby.
You got the power, baby. That's exactly right.
Yeah, stand up and leave the room.
And by the way, if he can't put up with that, he ain't who you think he is.
Okay.
How long you been dating him?
For like 2 weeks.
Oh, please. Please. How old is he?
He's the same age as me.
He's 16. And don't be alone with that guy.
Don't be alone. Get out of there.
Have you ever been raped or anything in your life?
No.
You've never been victimized or beaten or anything?
No. My brother beats me up.
In a wrestling fun way? Or he actually hits you?
He hits me.
Do you fight back?
Yeah.
Does it hurt you when he hits you?
Yeah, he punches me really hard.
That's not okay, you know.
You shouldn't be doing that.
Why do your parents allow that?
I don't know.
Why don't we put a stop to that, too? Is there anything else we ought to help Mia put a stop to that's going wrong in your life? What else?
Nothing.
Nothing? Everything's going fine? Your parents
are
okay?
You wear Ugg boots or anything?
What?
That's bad.
You wear Ugg boots or anything?
No.
I'm sorry. Okay.
You don't like Uggs? Joel?
I just find it hilarious that everyone in L.A. when it's 90 degrees out is wearing after-ski boots. I saw you have them, don't you, Drew?
I wear them at night sometimes, yes.
They're very comfortable.
I'm wearing slippers at night in the winter. I don't wear them in the summer.
No, that makes sense. But this girl, what's her name again?
Mia.
She needs to join the flag team or the a drill team something.
I agree. She needs peers around her that can support her. She needs to not put up with all this crap either from her brother or from her boyfriend. And it says here on the screen, their boyfriend keeps pulling her pants off. It's like, no.
Oh, my gosh.
No, not an okay guy.
Get away from that guy.
Thank you. Catherine.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening? You're on with Joel McHale.
I have a question, obviously. Whenever I have sex, I've been dating the same guy for about 10 months now. Mm-hmm. And whenever we have sex, my vagina is, like, really, really tight. Like, it feels like I'm still a virgin, and I am not. To put it that way. And I just want to know, like, why it keeps, like, contracting back.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to work. I mean, people have this weird idea that somehow the vagina stretches out from a penis. No, that doesn't happen.
I know. It's just like sometimes it gets so bad that we can't even have sex. Like, you can't put it in me.
All right. Well, that's a different thing. That has nothing to do with whether you have or hadn't had sex. That's something called vaginismus, which is a spasm of the muscles down there.
And isn't it especially worse if you live in Denver because of the altitude?
No.
Okay, great.
It's highly, very much affected. She's at sea level, though, so it couldn't be that.
I see. So,
yeah, of course, that's very well-known syndrome, yes. Boyle's Law figures into that somehow. But
yeah, so what is the syndrome?
Pardon?
It's vaginismus. Vaginismus, and there's a spasm of the muscles of the pelvic floor. And it's sometimes caused by spinal reflex, sometimes caused by anxiety, sometimes caused by pain. Are you guys sort of fitted anatomically? Is he too large for you?
No, and, like, that's the thing, like, I've only had one other sexual partner, and he was large, and I didn't have the problem with him, but my current partner isn't, he's, like, average, and...
Does this current guy make you nervous or anything?
Oh, no, like, I love this boy to death, and I don't understand why it happens, like, every single time, and even after we've had sex, like, if we do it more than one time in a day, it'll be even tighter the second time than it was the first time.
There are various treatments out there for this. You want any medication?
Not anymore.
What were you taking?
I was taking social anxiety medication.
All right, so anxiety is a big cause of this syndrome, and this maybe it wasn't happening before because you were on the medication, weren't as anxious, and now you're having this anxiety flare, and that is a cause of this, especially if you're anxious about the pain and you tend to be towards anxious, you're an anxious person anyway. That tends to precipitate this sort of thing. So you do need to talk to the doctor about it again. What's up, Nima?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Dude!
Joel, I got a question for you. I watch your show, like, every week. I love
it. Yeah. Bring your question.
Okay, the two-part. The first one is, do you plan to do any, like, other gigs in the future besides the Soup, like acting or hosting and stuff?
No, none, never. This is it. He's never moving on from here.
I want to see you in other places besides on E! Like, will I see you in the future? Anywhere else?
I agree with you that I hope to be doing other things. Hopefully something will come along. Right now, I've written some applications to do some delivery stuff
babies?
For a liquor store. Yes. The Soup is going, really well at this point, thank God, and hopefully other things will come along so I can do both at the same time.
I have one more thing.
Yeah.
It's more of a suggestion for your show. Why don't you guys do, like, parodies of news shows, like, Bill O'Reilly or, stuff on CNN? I'm sure they mess up a couple times a week,
Yeah, we only have so many people watching, we only have so many producers, and so to watch, like 8 hours straight of Fox News or something like that is kind of daunting. When the Katrina disaster hit, there was a lot of great news coming out and a lot of interesting, weird moments, like when Wolf Blitzer said, when they had these weird wide shots of, people roaming the streets, and he goes, "So poor and so black," and he said
oh my
that.
God.
And so, of course, that became a kind of big deal clip. But to kind of comb those shows, I think we hit O'Reilly when his whole scandal was happening with him harassing that woman on the phone. But
that magically went away, didn't it?
Yeah, kind of weird. Well, settlement, and then he said he would never talk about it again. Somehow makes it okay. Right. So in that, so we only, we have a staff of about 10 people. So we have, there's so much television being watched. There's so many hours of TV.
And you guys are getting into other countries now too, and other languages. So there's a lot to get into.
Yeah, we almost showed part of a German talk show that profiles avant-garde singers, and it's really weird. And we're trying to find the perfect clip from it, but. Yeah, if something comes up that's big, we'll hit it.
Ich habe eine große Schwanzstucke und rot und dicker.
That's Rob Schneider. That's Rob Schneider telling us about the size of his Schwanzstucke.
Oh,
Amanda.
That's great.
Yeah. Hello? Hi, Amanda. What's happening?
Hi. Well, I'm like 16, right? And I want to pierce my clit.
You're going to pierce your clit at 16? Who's going to do that?
I don't know, like, my boyfriend, he says
yeah, have him do it.
Oh, my God. All right, Amanda.
Here's all you need. You just need, like, a galvanized nail, and what else?
And a nail gun.
Yeah, and a nail gun. I don't know. Some bleach.
But, what are the consequences for it? Like, I don't know,
All right, Amanda, I want you to sit back and listen. We had a call. Anderson, was it 2 nights ago?
I blocked it from my memory. I have no idea.
Okay, and there's 2 or 3 nights ago, and Joel, you're going to appreciate this.
I think I remember this call. Go ahead.
You can tell about the guy who had a penile piercing, and I interrupted the calls I was talking and the people I was talking to when I saw this thing come up on the screen, because I've been waiting for something like this for so long. I know this happens because it's impossible that sticking a foreign body in soft tissue doesn't cause infection all the time. So he put the piercing in. It got infected. He waited a little while, thought it would get better. It started roaring up towards his pelvis. He went to the hospital. They had to remove his penis and dig into his pelvis.
Oh.
And now, so he pees in the bag. And that is, to me, a typical complication of having that area.
Oh my.
Soft tissue violated with a foreign body.
Boomer had sex with him a couple times ago.
That's the same thing happened to clitoris. And this poor guy, his name was Jonathan. If Jonathan's listening, please call back. I want to get you actually in the studio, because he felt like, it was really interesting. He felt like like the self had been destroyed by the phallus being taken away. He felt as though he was not able to be a father to his children. He felt no sexual arousal or any of those experiences anymore. And it was
he got pierced after he had kids?
Yeah, I know.
Pierce when he was 25, and it was removed when he was, 28.
Yeah, it was 3 years later, it just started getting affected.
I like how he's just no, I'm going to hang with this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but Dr. Drew, other than that,
it's good
what
times.
Could possibly go wrong?
You could get bleeding during the procedure.
No,
bleeding,
I'm kidding. That should be, oh, my God.
I am amazed that there isn't more flesh-eating bacteria with all the piercings, because that's a bacteria that's out there, and it can get in through these piercings. And it just takes off, man. If those infections get going, it is bad times. We can't treat all infections with antibiotics. Sometimes they get into tissues that you can't fight off without removing the tissue. That's common. That's a common thing.
What's this girl's name again?
Amanda.
Amanda?
Yeah?
What do you think about that?
Well, it's scary.
Yeah.
Because, if I get my clit pierced, then that means,
What is it supposed to do for you? Other than causing an infection where you could have to remove your whole vulva, what is it you're looking for from the piercing?
Well, I don't know. My boyfriend,
You don't know?
No.
Here's the deal, Amanda. When a boyfriend, when a boyfriend
suggests
a piercing.
Come on, get it pierced.
But here's the deal. Hey, listen to me, Joel. You see if this is not right. That a 17-year-old would tell a 16-year-old girl to get a piercing, it's because he thinks it'll make her orgasm more easily. Guys, 17-year-olds are like mad scientists with women. Like, we're going to make a... No, and that will not do anything, Amanda. It will not do a damn thing. So stop listening to him, okay?
Okay.
Can you just join the volleyball team?
Work core.
Stop thinking about this.
Yeah, it's bad times.
Just enjoy... Yeah, that was horrible, Dr. Drew. I can't. The poor guy. God.
I know, and I've seen brain abscesses from tongue piercings. I mean, this is not just nothing. I know a lot of people do it, and it's amazing as few things happen as do.
With ear piercing?
No, but if you get it through the cartilage gets infected very easily, and because cartilage had such low blood supply, so it's very limited sort of blood supply. It's hard to get antibiotic there, and the cartilage can just dissolve.
Hmm.
A whole pin, it will just go away.
Okay.
And it's amazing that doesn't happen more often. It's really extraordinary that it doesn't. But be that as it may, it happens sometimes. So.
All right.
Phone number is Yeah, good times. 1-800-LOVE-191. This is Joel McHale from The Soup. He's having a good time tonight.
I'm going to go vomit.
The Soup is on Friday
night. And cry.
At 10 o'clock. And, but make sure you, the John's right down the hall there. Okay. All right, we'll be right back after this. Here we are with more Loveline. Joel McHale is the guest. The Soup.
Now, how are you getting? Yes. How are you getting home from the... Now, are you in a radio studio right now?
Yeah, I'm in the Prudential Tower in Boston. I'm going to take a taxi back to the hotel and sleep.
Are you worried about... I mean, Yeah. Late night with Dr. Drew.
That is me.
Do you ever get worried? In all your being out of, out of town and doing the feed and stuff like that, have you ever had any run-ins with, unseemly types?
No, I really have not. I've been lucky. I don't know how I avoided it, but managed to have. Yeah, I mean, I walk around New York at 3 in the morning sometimes, too.
Tonight's the night now that he said that you get rolled.
Yeah, thanks, Joel. Thanks, I appreciate it.
What happened to Dr. Drew?
I'm freaking out. I'm scared.
All right. I'm sorry.
All right, Lisa, what's happening?
Hi. I was wondering, because I've been going out with my boyfriend for like a year now. He has a really big penis.
Right.
And I don't know, but like I've never had an orgasm with him.
Right.
Are you talking into a phone from the 40s?
What?
It seems like you're yelling into the phone in my ears.
Oh no, it's because I don't know. It's a metro, and it gets bad reception at my house.
Oh,
okay,
metro.
We hear you pretty well.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. Hello?
The phone.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the nature of your question is. You made two statements. I have a boyfriend has a huge penis. I don't orgasm. What's the question?
Well, I want to know, like, why I can't orgasm with him.
Because he has a huge penis.
Because it hurts.
But it doesn't, I mean, like, it hurts sometimes, but sometimes it really doesn't.
Have you ever had an orgasm?
No.
Okay.
In your life?
No.
Yeah, you can pretty much forget about having an orgasm with intercourse. That's not likely to happen.
I'm 18 years old.
Oh, well then.
No, I've been taking
it
all back.
Dr. Drew, once you move past the threshold from 17 to 18, it's automatic, right?
But actually, as women age, the probability of becoming orgasmic increases, and usually about 20, 22 is when you sort of come online with that function, but more than half of women will never have an orgasm with intercourse. They need some sort of direct clitoral stimulation like oral sex.
So okay.
You can sort of forget about having an orgasm with intercourse. It's not likely to happen.
Okay.
So great. He's got to do something a little more for you, and you've got to direct him about that.
All right. Well, thank you.
Miss Happiness here.
Wow. You took care of that so quickly.
You go to school up there? What are you doing?
Yeah, I go to school and I work.
Are you on the cheer squad?
No, not at all.
Okay.
She sounds like a cheerleader or something, right? Okay, what kind of job do you do?
I sell shoes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the rest of this call as if I were you. Go ahead.
Please don't.
What kind of shoes do you sell?
Lisa?
Loafers? Yeah.
Women's
sorry.
Shoes? Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Foot Locker. All right, let's talk to Jessica. What's happening, Jessica?
Hi, Dr. Drew. I have to tell you, you are friggin' awesome. I love you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, I found myself in a little bit of a sticky situation. I'm come from 7 children. I'm the 3rd oldest. And I'm away at school, and my youngest sister, who just turned 14, I don't know why she wanted to tell me, but she told me that she sneaks out of the house all the time and has sex with her boyfriend all the time. And I was like, wow, I don't know if I should tell my mom, or that just seems really not okay with me. And she told me, like, oh, you're the cool big sister and I can just tell you. But I really feel like if I tell my mom, she'll rip her head off and probably lock her in her bedroom every night. But if I don't, I don't know what's going to happen. She's only a freshman in high school, so I don't really know.
What do your older siblings say?
My older brother, basically, he lives in Santa Barbara. He wants to, when he comes home next time, he wants to beat her up.
But
that's very mature. Yes.
So far,
nice.
Mom's gonna rip her head off.
Now I'm seeing why she's acting out like this.
Maybe. Well, I mean, he's really protective, obviously. I'm pretty sure he's the only other one that knows. But I just think it's, I don't know what to do.
Were you being facetious when you said he wants to beat her up?
No. I mean, no. I don't think so. He thinks she's stupid. He thinks my other sister's stupid, too. I don't know.
All right, look. Wow. Was your family sort of chaotic or aggressive? It sounds like yes, right?
No, definitely not. We're all lived in my mom's house till just this year. My brother and I went away to college, and then...
You a Mormon?
No, definitely not.
Where's your dad? Oh, listen. Jessica. Where's your dad?
Well, my dad. Her dad's at home.
Uh-oh.
My dad is... But that has... I mean, that's not the issue.
Well, that is the issue, because this is a problem. How many fathers are there?
There's four dads.
Oh my God, Jessica, are you kidding me?
Isn't your mother a well-known whore?
No, but it's not my mom's fault. It's not my mom's fault. One of them died. One of them left, and the other one was a regular divorce. And now we're at the fourth one, and he's awesome. He's so awesome. He's the best dad ever. So.
And he's the one that's the father of this 14-year-old.
Yes.
I think this is a sitcom.
Yeah.
No. We're awesome. There's... I just feel like I have this huge responsibility now that I know this. And
you do. Yeah.
It's nothing.
Well, here's basically the sort of rule of thumb I would give you, which is you need to give parents a chance to parent. If your parents are aggressive or sort of primitive in how they approach this or are not good parents, then you need to get your sister to a mental health professional. To find out why she's doing this. I mean, this is young to be acting out like that. It's not, it's not at the end of the world, but it suggests something is going on. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Hang in there. Gosh, that's tough.
Eesh. All right. Here we go. This is Candace. What's up, Candace?
Hi. I think you're great, Dr. Drew. I've been listening to you for a long time. And, I'm just calling because when I masturbate, I only can get off if I have a sexual fantasy about having sex with multiple men. And I would rather be able to get off with a sexual fantasy with just one man, preferably my husband, but it doesn't do it for me. And yes, I have some daddy issues, and yes, I've had a traumatic event, and I recognize both of those things, and so I'd like to change things, and I don't know how.
Now, why do you need to change things? Are you acting out in any strange ways? Are you having impulses that you can't contain?
No, nothing like that. It's mostly
it's just these fantasies, just the fact that you need these fantasies make you feel bad.
Yeah, and I guess they're kind of violent and gross and gnarly, and I guess I'd just rather be able to, especially when I'm having sex with my husband, sometimes I feel like I need to fantasize these other things in order to really get off. Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah, isn't it weird, Dr. Drew, how if her fantasy life is taking over even her her sex life with her husband, isn't that kind of bad?
It's not good, but the way she sort of set this all up is I've got issues about my dad, I'm a trauma survivor, it's like, oh boy, here we got a lot of things going on. And the problem is, the result of all that is, I get these fantasies when I'm engaged in my stable, long-term relationship with my husband, whom I love. It's like, well, how much things do we need to really change here?
Wouldn't it be nice if she could somehow work on eliminating those to get...
Yes, it would be nice if she were present during her intimate relations with her husband. And if you are, get a therapist and start working on it. I can't promise that it's going to change much, right, and it may take a long time and a lot of work. And I'd certainly, you seem motivated, I would certainly encourage you to do it. And there may be other things that kind of come up that are not obvious to you now, but are also a problem. And why not?
And the fantasies did change completely after the traumatic event. Like, I didn't used to have those fantasies, and then this bizarre thing happened, and then the fantasies changed because
of what happened?
Didn't that happen recently?
Stop with the cryptic stuff. What happened?
I was 18 years old, and I was hitchhiking from across the country, and I was picked up by a truck driver who did not rape me but held me captive basically for an entire night until I was able to run away by like lying to him that I needed to. Yeah, it was a mess.
Oh my gosh. Well, there you go, Dr. Drew, huh?
Why were you doing something as foolish as hitchhiking across the country at 18?
I mean, what were you doing?
I mean, that's just ask. I mean, what are you thinking?
I mean, you don't even get to shower that much.
Right.
Why did you do that? Why did you hitchhike?
Yeah, why? Why? Right.
I'm seriously independent. I was seeking adventure, and I was really young and really dumb.
What were you running away from?
Oh, nothing. I hitchhiked with a friend across the country and then hitchhiked by myself back.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what you do? To overcome this, you should start hitchhiking again.
Yeah.
that would cure it. You have a few good rides and you'll be okay.
That's great.
Well, another way to approach this is to, not knowing you, I don't know if this will work, but is have an evaluation to see if this is possibly the case. And that is to look at this really as a response to a single traumatic incident with a sort of a mild post-traumatic stress disorder and get some sort of a treatment for that, even something like EMDR, which is this eye movement treatment to sort of help you get over trauma. And perhaps some of the stuff will settle down because you do seem like you're basically okay and all these things you're talking about have come since that trauma. So maybe just sort of focus on it as a PTSD. It's possible.
What's the eye movement thing, Dr. Drew?
You never heard of the EMDR? It's a strange thing that they've discovered that if you sort of watch this light move in a box, you sort of move your eyes in a certain way, it helps you rewire some of the trauma, gets at issues that are sort of walled off from consciousness. And people don't know how it works yet, and there's debate about whether it's a good thing or a bad thing.
How did they discover that? Like at a Laser Floyd show?
As I understand it, was a therapist who was walking through the forest and noticed that when she could move her eyes a certain way, she could think about things or access feelings that she couldn't otherwise and started researching it and came upon this technique.
I think she just read an X-Files episode.
You know who had this is Jonathan Davis from Korn. He had a PTSD from, he was a mortician, and he was preparing all these mangled people, particularly the children, gave him a really bad traumatic response. It's awful. And he was having panic attacks, depression, and he went to UCLA, they did EMDR, and now it's over. He became a singer in a death rock band. So anyway,
okay, so combine the eye movement stuff and really crazy bass lines.
You career in rock, and that's it. So
okay,
that's all he
great.
Takes. Great. All right, that's Joel McHale. It's The Soup, Friday night, 10 o'clock. Our phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's see what we got coming up here. We've got, here's somebody that wants to speculate about, I love these hypotheticals. If you have some semen on your finger and you touch your nose and then you touch your
face.
Oh,
that's great.
All right. And then, been with the
Dr. Drew, if I get shot out of a cannon and my pants come off, I mean, those are the great.
Oh, my God. Well, this is what we're going to take first. I've got something for us coming up after the break, and that is somebody calling us from Scotland.
No, great. This must be costing them a fortune. Let's leave it till right at the end.
All right, we'll be there back after the break. It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Now, Joel, we were just talking about EMDR, right?
Yeah.
We've got Becky on the hold here who had EMDR, and she's going to tell us about it. But first, I want to go to Chelsea, who's calling from Scotland. Chelsea, do you hear us on the Internet, or how did you get the show?
No, actually, I live in L.A., so I hear the show when I'm at home. But when I'm abroad, then I listen to you guys on the Internet.
Okay. All right.
What time do you listen to it?
Complete disappointment.
Yeah, that was... Can you pretend you're in Scotland?
It's a morning show in Scotland.
I can't do the accent very well. I'm sorry.
What do you do over there?
Right. I go to university here.
You there, called
what
before.
Do you do?
What for? Because it's...
you called before.
Yes.
Yeah. You go to St. Andrews or whatever.
That's right.
All right. So what's happening?
Drew, that's frightening that you can remember that.
Yeah, I know.
I do my best to be memorable.
Wait, you have more problems?
I just had a general question.
All right, okay, good.
I have heard that you don't need to wash your vagina with soap, that warm water will do just as well because your body creates, like, natural oils that keep yourself clean. Is that true?
Yes, I find that to be true.
Joel keeps his vagina clean that way. I mean,
completely.
okay.
Yeah, I mean, people make arguments like that all the time, that we shouldn't be bathing so frequently, we shouldn't be using soaps, and... I don't know what to think of all that. I don't think it really matters either way. And for the most part, soaps and water are better, just for the most part.
Right.
You know what I mean? In terms of keeping bacteria free and whatnot, just for the most part, just all things being equal. But okay. But I don't think it makes a big difference, nonetheless. What happens in Scotland?
Well,
let's guess.
Because it's a cold climate here, they don't bathe as much during the winter because they want to keep their oils that will keep them insulated. But whereas, right. You know, like Southern California,
just imagine what an indoor soccer game would smell like. And yeah, that's true. Why we separated from Britain.
From Great Britain.
We got those redcoats out of here.
You know, I'm here in Boston tonight. A lot of memorials to, you know, Samuel Adams and all the great leaders. And one of them actually mentioned that. It's on the plaque there beside the...
They stink.
You know, leader of men and they stink. That's right. So, Becky...
Yeah.
Becky, you had
Defy
EMDR.
Defy the Scottish.
What?
You had EMDR, is that right?
Yes, I have.
So tell Joel about it. He was very curious. Thanks.
I don't know, really know how to describe it exactly. It's like the pattern of flashing lights that just move across.
Hey, Becky, just...
Can you keep it down?
You got to speak up. You're on the radio. Let's go. Come on. Here we go. Let's get your game on.
I'm sorry.
What did you need the EMDR for?
As a child, I lived with my mother. And,
yeah.
I had caught her one day having sex with a girl and another guy, and I completely blocked that memory out.
You mean another woman and another man or children?
Another woman and another man.
Okay. All right. And how did she react to that?
I don't think she knows I saw her.
I see. Okay, and then... You what?
I don't live with her anymore.
Uh-huh.
And that was a horrible trauma, right?
Yeah.
And you blocked it out, you said?
Uh-huh.
And then through therapy, what
you were able to remember it?
There was an instance where I had acted out on that behavior, kind of.
You reproduced it. Interesting.
Yeah, and I went to EMDR to go check it out and found out then, wow, that happened. So
again, describe to Joel what the treatment's like.
It's like, you put headphones on and you just watch this little light go across the screen. Every time it like hits one edge of it, it makes a little beeping noise.
Hmm.
And you're just supposed to clear your mind, find a safe place that you can go to if you're not feeling comfortable.
It's sort of a hypnotic thing, really, right?
Kind of.
You could do it with a screensaver, I guess, but...
Ooh, we'll have one of those ones. Thanks, Becky. Yep. Keep going. Thanks. Are you all right now?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine.
All right, good. You have relationships now? You're not acting out anymore?
No, I'm not. I'm actually in a relationship right now.
It's really interesting how if trauma, it sort of disintegrates the brain. It literally creates feelings that wall off from other regulatory functions of the emotional system. And if you can sort of reconnect it all up, all the craziness kind of settles down. It's extraordinary. Nicole.
Yes.
She should be a spokesperson for that, though, don't you think?
Yeah, she's dynamic. Nicole.
Yes.
Here you go.
Do it.
Okay. My thing is, I have always had this problem where I'll have a boyfriend and things will be fine, good, whatever, but I'll always go back to that wanting to look at girl-on-girl porn. So, I don't know what the deal is with that.
What do you mean, go back to that?
Well, I started looking at that kind of thing on the internet when I was about 17.
Yeah.
And just thinking, like, oh, whatever. I'm just curious.
It's not like you went back. You just never stopped.
Yeah, well, at the beginning of relationships, I'd always say, oh, I don't need that anymore. I'm happy with this guy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in my first, I had three major relationships. In my first one, I ended up, like, being like, oh, yeah, I don't want to see you tonight. I'm tired. And because I wanted to do that instead.
Really? And,
yeah.
So, Dr. Drew, you think maybe, probably addicted to porn.
Well, it's that kind of thing, right?
Kind of. It's like, and with my current boyfriend, he knows about it. And he thinks it's kind of funny. But like,
well, it is, be fair.
This is hilarious.
How often are you doing this now?
Well,
it will go in spurts. Like, it'll be, like, every day, like, twice a day for, like, a couple months, and then it won't be for a while.
How common is it for women to be addicted to porn like this, Dr. Joe?
It's not as common as with men, but it does happen. And my question would be, did you have any sort of, when you were growing up, any friends that you experimented with, anything like that?
Not, like, really, not any girls. I mean, we had the whole, like, slash each other thing, but,
what?
I mean,
the whole slash each other thing?
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
Do that. Yeah.
Flash.
Oh, okay. I think it's
scare games, you know, like, I'll show you mine if you show me yours kind of thing.
So do you think this is ruining the relationships you're in?
Well, I don't think that was the cause. My first two relationships were ruined because I didn't like sex. Like, they were
because
both
preferred the online stuff?
Yeah. My current boyfriend is fine. Like,
is it possible you're gay?
Well, I have had relations, or not relationships, but I've had sex with women before, too.
Yeah, Nicole, I get the distinct feeling that you had a little more sexual experience with peers growing up than you either are willing to admit or remember or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like that.
Yeah.
I think she should get away from the porn to kind of sort out her general feelings about sexuality.
No, I don't think. What do you think, Nicole? Am I right?
Well, I don't remember anything like that, but I remember not liking the male experience, like.
Well, maybe you're just, for whatever reason, just gay, and you're just having struggling against that.
I've thought that, but then when I met my current boyfriend, it's like the amazing, most amazing thing ever.
Do you watch The L Word?
Exactly. Nicole, unfortunately, we're out of time here, so you can call back tomorrow if you want, or next show. The only thing I can suggest, obviously, is to get a therapist to try to sort these things out. I don't know what to tell you. It doesn't sound like it's a problem right now in this relationship, but it does have a compulsive quality to it. It is a little bit addictive component, and it could become a problem down the line, or you may start acting out in other ways. So I'm sorry we can't go beyond that right now because we've got to take a break. Joel McHale's with us. We're going to be up to wrap up with him in just a minute. Well, that about does it, Joel McHale.
I miss you, Dr. Drew.
I miss you, too.
You.
We come back. We're going to have dinner, yes?
Yeah, at some point.
Did my wife contact you?
Yes, she did.
Good.
We're going to have dinner with her.
All right. I'd like to join you, too, if it's possible.
Well, actually, we're just going to show up to your house.
She's probably very excited to talk to you. She's a huge fan.
Yes. Yeah, it was a very nice email, and we decided we're just going to... So actually, we're just going to drop off my 14-month-old.
Oh, that's great. She's needed to mother something, and I'll stay in Boston then in that case.
I don't know how you had three kids at the same age.
Yes, it's crazy, but it's really good now. It's
three
really
different
good.
Bitches.
Like that one's family.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, Anderson, how'd you... Anyway. All right, Joel, thank you again for coming in. It's a soon 10 o'clock. Friday nights and many, many times throughout the week on the Ryan Seacrest Network channel. And I hope you'll come back in very soon.
Yeah, have a safe drive home.
Thank you, sir. And until next time, this is Dr. Drew saying good night and stay well.
Yeah, I go to school and I work.
Okay, what kind of job do you do?
I sell shoes. Yeah.
I'm going to do the rest of this call as if I were you.
Please don't.
What kind of shoes do you sell?